The economy generated a very poor number of new jobs in March, while the unemployment rate was unchanged. However, temporary help services, which had declined for the first 2 months of the year, rebounded in March. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on March 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported March's unemployment rate at 5.5%, unchanged from February, despite a relatively small increase in the number of employed persons and relatively large decrease in the number of unemployed persons. The reason the unemployment rate held steady was because the size of the labor force contracted by 96,000, with only 34,000 newly employed persons, and the number of unemployed persons declined by 130,000. Those not in the workforce grew by 277,000. In other words, despite a relatively small number of newly employed persons and a whole lot fewer people unemployed, there were a lot more not considered in the labor force. Therefore, the unemployment rate was unchanged. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Surveyor Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up only 126,000 in March, which is in stark contrast to the 264,000 jump in February and the 2001 increase in January, and even the 225,000 increase in March 2014. The private goods producing sector contracted by 13,000 jobs in March after adding 20,000 in February and growing by 51,000 in January. Activity was frozen in the construction sector in March with a decline of 1,000 after adding 29,000 in February, which was not very good when you look at January's gain of 41,000. It was a cold winter indeed. Manufacturers also appeared to have cold feet with a decline of 1,000 in March after adding only 2,000 in February that followed a 17,000 increase in January. And it should come as no surprise that declines in mining and logging continued with a drop of 11,000 in March after descending by that same amount in February, as well as burying, or decreasing, 7,000 jobs in January. The private service providing sector also did its part in contributing to the dismal job report. In March, they only added 142,000 jobs compared to growth of 244,000 in February, but not that much worse than the 151,000 increase of January. Hiring in the retail trade sector tapered off to almost 26,000 job increase that was discounted from the more than 32,000 the sector added in February, as well as the more than 35,000 it increased by in January. The professional and business services sector added 40,000 more jobs in March. That was not far off February's increase of 42,000, and clearly an improvement from January's growth of only 20,000. Computer systems design and related services added only 39,000 jobs in March. That was much weaker than the 6,800 it added in January. Management and technical consulting services experienced a similar trend and grew by a similar amount in March with an increase of 3,800 after adding 7,900 jobs in February. The education and health services sector contributed a total of 38,000 jobs in March, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector contributing 7,600 more jobs. Home health care services was up by 6,000 in March, which was better than the 4,600 increase of February. The party started to wind down in the leisure and hospitality sector with only 13,000 more jobs in March after adding 70,000 in February. And the total number of government jobs was down by 3,000. The federal government shrank by 2,000. State government followed suit with a 4,000 job decline, but local government added 3,000 jobs. Temporary help services rebounded in March, but not completely recovering from the decline of 7,800 in January and February that was down 7,500. The revisions to the January and February data were an improvement from the numbers released previous month. In March, there were 2,859,400 temporary help service jobs, and that was a gain of 11,400, which was a 0.4% sequential growth and 5.3% year-on-year growth. And temporary help services market share, that is its portion of all jobs, recovered a bit to 2.03% in March from February's 2.02%, and is still higher than a year ago in March 2014 when it was 1.99%. We can't help but theorize that March's weak overall job growth, which was unexpected by just about everyone, may have been foreshadowed by the January and February declines in temporary help services. Certainly, some of the job decline can be attributed to the plunging temperatures, especially in construction, and the plunging price of crude is taking its toll on the mining sector. The service sector did okay relative to the previous month's performance and should be bouncing back as the green shoots of spring start to emerge. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.